The next patient is Victoriano Flores. The last name is Flores. First name Victoriano, Victoriano. 56-year-old, Hispanic male, following the clinic because of CKD2 with proteinuria. The patient has a very strong family history of diabetes mellitus on both sides of the family, and some of the siblings are diabetics and they have been on dialysis. The patient was out of Kerendia, has not been taking the Kerendia, and comes today with a follow-up with a these results. The albumin creatinine ratio is 143, which is elevated. The serum creatinine is 1.3, and the estimated GFR remains to be 63 with a blood sugar that is under control, 100. The protein creatinine ratio is slightly higher than before, 383. The patient got the approval for Kerendia yesterday, and he's going to pick up the medication at home, which is going to make the difference. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under control. Number three, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control. The serum cholesterol is 160 in total, with an HDL of 44 and LDL that is 53. Following number, this patient has significant comorbidities and is middle-aged, and he needs to be evaluated by cardiology. On occasion, he has palpitations. He doesn't have any chest pains, but I think that is very important that this patient has a cardiac evaluation, and for that reason we are going to refer him to the cardiologist, Dr. Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S. Following number, BPH that is treated by the urology with tamsulosin. Following number, the patient is no longer anemic. Hemoglobin 13.4. The patient is in very stable condition. We're going to reevaluate in 3 months with laboratory workup.